Welcome back to the Experience Bros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. If you haven't noticed by now, we've been talking about motivation and being positive and making a difference.
Absolutely. The whole day has just kind of come together to encourage you to finish strong in this year. We are at the beginning of December, and we have a choice to make as a business leader. And, you know, and I think we're pretty smart as business owners, as business leaders, as business professionals, and we know what to do. But sometimes we just need a little bit of motivation. And sometimes we need to be the motivator. So we brought in Jay Shore again from The Best Medical Business Solution. You can find them at thebestmbs.com. And Jay's going to give us some tips on becoming that motivational leader. Jay, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much. Congratulations on making the playoffs.
Yes, I love it. Thank you very much. You're referring, of course, to our NFL team, the Denver Broncos. But, you know, in business, we're making the playoffs as well. Are you with us, Jay?
I'm with you.
All right.
All right. So, Jay, welcome back. We're so glad to have you talking about becoming a better leader. And a lot of times that has to do with motivation. So where do we want to start with this?
Well, the first thing you need to do is learn more about your own personal leadership style. And understanding your current leadership style is essential because you have to know your strengths and which areas need some improvement. And one way to start that is by starting and assessing your own skills to just figure out exactly where are you remiss. And once you figure that out, that's not something that's easy. Once you've determined which areas you personally need work on, you have to be looking for ways to improve your own leadership abilities. And one of the ways to do that is encourage creativity. Mm-hmm. Because when effective leaders should offer new challenges with ample support to achieve their goals. And one way to foster that creativity is to offer challenges to different group members of your team. And then secondly, serve as a role model. Because leadership starts from the top down, not from the bottom up. And if you serve as a role model, idealized influence is another of one of your key components because it allows you to walk the walk and talk the talk. But be passionate about it because your staff will know whether or not you are just talking words. And if they feel that you're just talking words, you're really not going to get a whole lot of buy-in. Because they're going to feel that it's just a lot of fluff.
Now, Jay, when you talk about encouraging creativity and being authentic behind that, how much leeway do we give to those that we're enabling in this regard? Do we micromanage, do we control, or do we let go entirely?
Well, there's the old adage that says, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than beg for permission.
Oh, yeah, that's how I go and find somebody to kiss. That's my philosophy on kissing girls.
And what happens is if you encourage the creativity and you constantly want to micromanage and shut them down, you're never going to get the buy-in of your staff because they're always going to feel that every time they come up with an idea, it's going to be shot down. And sometimes you have to let them roll with it. Create groups within your team and then allow a spokesman within each one of those individual groups. I always say that I want a different team leader each time I create a group because it always seems that you always have the same captain of your ship every time you put a team together. And, you know, when you were a little kid and you were choosing up teams, it was always fat little Johnny that never got picked until last, you know, when it was a mandatory making the team. And, of course, everybody knew that. Well, I always say, I'm picking Johnny first. And let all the people then finally gain respect for that person that they never really knew had it, and it encourages that person to be more creative. And you'll be really, really shocked at the motivation and the team leader that person can become given the opportunity.
Absolutely. And, yeah, sometimes those quiet ones actually have an incredible way of leadership and motivating. And it's different than what we're expecting when you've got those boisterous, outgoing personalities. You automatically assume, well, because they're boisterous and outgoing, they're going to be a great leader. But not always. Sometimes those quiet introverted types actually can be quite motivating and inspiring to the team. And, you know, as I'm thinking about what you're talking about, Jay, you know, when we talk about encouraging that creativity in our team, it is, I think so often we don't even realize how quickly we shut it down just because we won't even take a moment to listen to somebody's new idea, and we completely shut them down forever.
Mm-hmm. Jay?
Well, that'll happen if you do shut them down. That's why I say the problem of micromanagement is you will end up shutting them down. But you need to motivate those followers of your team. And fortunately, you don't need motivational speeches to rouse your group members. Some ideas include being passionate about their ideas and the goals and helping those followers feel included in the process, offer recognition, praise, and reward, and offer them the praise for their accomplishments. Something very, very simple that I've done for many, many years, any time that my team or my business has won an award and get a certificate in the name of the company, I go ahead and replicate that award and certificate and put each one of my employees' names individually and offer them the award as well, because I could never have won it without them.
Oh, what a great idea. Because the company is being recognized, but you take it one step further and recognize each individual team member. And isn't that's probably one of the best ways to motivate our team is that peer recognition, recognizing people in front of their peers, which so rarely happens these days. And, you know, we don't necessarily have to be gifted in speeches. We don't necessarily have to be outgoing in our personality. It doesn't matter what personality type you are, you can recognize somebody for their achievements, and right there, you can motivate your team to do better.
Absolutely. Jay, let's give some contact information for you and how our listeners can connect with you if they want to follow this up.
Okay. Our website is www.thebestm, as in Mary, B as in boy, S as in Sam, .com.
Thebestmbs.com. And Jay Shore, thank you so much. I mean, you inspire us to take our game to that next level and be that motivational leader that recognizes and allows creativity in the workplace.
Thank you. I look forward to our next show.
Yes, sir, indeed. All right.